Welcome to Los Angeles Memorial Coliseum in Los Angeles, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Los Angeles Dodgers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Richie Ashburn. Batting second. The second baseman, Don Zimmer. Batting third. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The right fielder, George Altman. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Andre Rogers. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Ed Bauschi. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dick Bertel. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Glenn Hobby. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Glenn Hobby. For the Los Angeles Dodgers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Maury Wills. Batting second. The center fielder, Willie Davis. Batting third. The right fielder, Tommy Davis. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Wally Moon. Batting fifth. The catcher, John Roseborough. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Ron Fairley. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Daryl Spencer. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Charlie Neal. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Podres. Pitching for the Los Angeles Dodgers, Johnny Podres. And now, play ball. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Zimmer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Will scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. 2 outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Santo takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Banks hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Santo moves to third. George Altman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Altman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Santo scores. Banks moves to second. It's 1-0, Cubs. Roger Craig now pitching. Andre Rogers batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Rogers takes first base on ball 4. Banks moves to third. Altman moves to second. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bauschi hits a fly ball into left field. Moon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Wills hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Wills moves to third. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hobby has Wills trapped. There's the throw to Bertel and over to Santo, who tags Wills for the out. Davis moves to third. Davis moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. 1 out. Wally Moon is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Moon hits a line drive into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Davis tags and scores. Davis tags and moves to third. 2 outs. It's Cubs, 1, Dodgers, 1. John Roseborough is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Roseborough hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bauschi scoops it up and throws to first, with Hobby covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Dodgers 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Bertel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Craig fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn Hobby is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Hobby strikes out. Roseboro drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Hobby out. Two outs. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Ashburn is one for one in the game, with a single. Ashburn hits a line drive into left field. Moon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Dodgers 1. The Dodgers will come to bat. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Fairley hits a fly ball into left field. Banks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Spencer strikes out. Two outs. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Neal hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Zimmer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Dodgers 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Zimmer is 0 for 1 in the game. Zimmer hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Santo is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Santo hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Davis. Santo reaches second base with a double. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Banks is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a fly ball into right field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. There's a wild pitch. Santo moves to third. George Altman is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Altman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Altman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Dodgers 1. The Dodgers will come to bat. Roger Craig is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Craig hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wills bunts towards first. Bausche scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wills for the out. Two outs. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a fly ball into left field. Banks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Dodgers 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Andre Rogers batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Rogers is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Rogers hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Roseboro settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Bausche is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bausche is 0 for 1 in the game. Bausche takes first base on ball 4. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bertel is 0 for 1 in the game. Bertel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bausche moves to second. Glenn Hobby is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hobby is 0 for 1 in the game. Hobby strikes out. Two outs. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ashburn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ashburn takes first base on ball 4. Bausch moves to third. Bertel moves to second. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmer is 0 for 2 in the game. Zimmer hits a line drive towards third. Spencer reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Dodgers 1. The Dodgers will come to bat. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Moon is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Moon is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Moon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Roseborough is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Roseborough is 0 for 1 in the game. Roseborough hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bausch scoops it up and throws to first, with Hobby covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Dodgers 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Santo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Santo strikes out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Banks is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a line drive towards short. Wills reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Neal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Dodgers 1. The Dodgers will come to bat. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Fairley is 0 for 1 in the game. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hobby fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Spencer is 0 for 1 in the game. Spencer hits a pop-up towards short. Rogers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Neal is 0 for 1 in the game. Neal hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bausch scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Neal for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Dodgers 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Rogers is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Rogers strikes out. One out. Ed Bausch is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bausch is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bausch strikes out. Two outs. Dick Bertel batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Bertel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bertel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Spencer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Dodgers 1. The Dodgers will come to bat. Roger Craig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Craig is 0 for 1 in the game. Craig hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hobby fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Wills is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wills hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Willie Davis batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Davis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards second. Zimmer scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Dodgers 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Glenn Hobby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobby is 0 for 2 in the game. Hobby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Will scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Ashburn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ashburn hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Zimmer is 0 for 3 in the game. Zimmer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Santo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Santo hits a pop-up towards first. Fairly settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Dodgers 1. The Dodgers will come to bat. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. Davis hits a line drive towards short. Rogers reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Moon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moon is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Moon hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Roseboro is 0 for 2 in the game. Roseboro takes first base on ball 4. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0 for 2 in the game. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bausch scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fairley for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Dodgers 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Altman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Will scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Rogers is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Rogers strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Dodgers 1. The Dodgers will come to bat. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Spencer is 0 for 2 in the game. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 0 for 2 in the game. Neal hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Roger Craig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Craig is 0 for 2 in the game. Craig bunts towards the mound. Hobby fields it and throws to first for the out. Neal moves to second. Two outs. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Wills is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Wills hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Burpell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Dodgers 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob will pinch hits for Ed Bausch. Gil Hodges now playing first base. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Will hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Moon. Will reaches second base with a double. Billy Williams pinch hits for Dick Bertel. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hodges fields the ball and throws to Craig covering. Safe. Will moves to third. Sammy Taylor pinch hits for Glenn Hobby. Ron Paranoski now pitching. Jerry Kindle pinch hits for Sammy Taylor. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kindle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Spencer fields it and throws to home to get Will. Williams moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Richie Ashburn batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Ashburn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ashburn takes first base on ball 4. Williams moves to third. Kindle moves to second. Larry Sherry now pitching. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Zimmer is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Zimmer strikes out. 2 outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Santo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Santo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Williams scores. Kindle scores. Ashburn moves to third. Santo moves to second. It's 3-1, Cubs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a line drive into left field. Moon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Dodgers 1. The Dodgers will come to bat. Andre Rogers now playing first base. Mo Thacker now catching. Don Elston now pitching. Jerry Kindle now playing shortstop. Al Heist now play and Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Davis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Davis is 0 for 3 in the game. Davis takes first base on ball 4. Wally Moon is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Moon is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Moon hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Davis moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Roseboro is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Roseboro takes first base on ball 4. Davis moves to third. Moon moves to second. Jim Gilliam pinch hits for Gil Hodges. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Gilliam hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Davis scores. Moon scores. Roseboro moves to second. It's Cubs, 3, Dodgers, 3. Norm Larker pinch hits for Daryl Spencer. Barney Schultz now pitching. Norm Larker is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Larker hits a fly ball into center field. Heist settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Neal is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Neal hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Dodgers 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Gilliam now playing third base. Norm Larker now playing first base. George Altman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Altman is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Altman strikes out. 1 out. Andre Rogers batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Rogers is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Rodgers hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mo Thacker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thacker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Will scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Rodgers moves to second. Two outs. Barney Schultz is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Schultz hits a fly ball into right field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Dodgers 3. The Dodgers will come to bat. Larry Sherry is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Sherry is hit by the pitch. Gordy Windhorn pinch runs for Larry Sherry. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Wills is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Wills bunts towards first. Rodgers scoops it up and throws to first, with Zimmer covering, for the out. Windhorn moves to second. One out. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Davis is walked intentionally. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Davis is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kindle fields it and throws to third for the out. Davis moves to second. Two outs. Wally Moon is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Moon is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Moon hits a pop-up towards short. Kindle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Dodgers 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Turk Farrell now pitching. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Kindle is 0-for-1 in the game. Kindle strikes out. One out. Al Heist is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Heist strikes out. Two outs. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Zimmer is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Zimmer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wills fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Santo is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Will scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Dodgers 3. The Dodgers will come to bat. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Roseboro is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Roseboro hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Gilliam is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Gilliam hits a fly ball into center field. Heist settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Larker is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Larker is 0-for-1 in the game. Larker hits a fly ball into right field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Dodgers 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a pop-up towards short. Will settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Altman is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Altman strikes out. Two outs. Andre Rodgers is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Rodgers is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rodgers takes first base on ball four. Mo Thacker is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thacker is 0-for-1 in the game. Thacker takes first base on ball four. Rodgers moves to second. Barney Schultz is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Schultz is 0-for-1 in the game. Schultz strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Dodgers 3. The Dodgers will come to bat. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Neal is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Neal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kindle misplays the ball. That's an error on Kindle. Turk Farrell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Farrell bunts towards first. Rodgers scoops it up and throws to first, with Zimmer covering, for the out. Neal moves to second. One out. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Wills is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Wills hits a pop-up towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Davis is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Davis is hit by the pitch. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Davis hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. 3 runs are unearned. The game is over. The final score, Los Angeles Dodgers, 6, and Chicago Cubs, 3. Goodbye from Los Angeles Memorial Coliseum in Los Angeles.